Hello world, I'm Cassie.
And I'm Katya.
And today we are talking about the one, the only, the most important musical award show of the year. Drum roll, please.
The Grammys.
All right, so let's get right into it.
Let's start off with some drama, shall we?
We shall.
Okay, so have you heard about what's been going on with Ariana Grande?
I haven't.
Okay, so basically, she's been a little diva.
Okay.
And she wanted to sing her new single.
Seven Rings,
yeah. But they want her to do a melody, you know, what they always do, what everyone performing is going to do. Yeah. And they went back and forth. No, she wants to do Seven Rings. She's being stubborn, being a little diva. And so she's like, thank you, next. She's not performing.
What a diva move.
I know.
But honestly, I can see why she's so keen on performing Seven Rings. Mm-hmm. Like, that is her newest single, and there's so much hype around it. And everyone seems to love it. So, I guess. I see.
Yeah. Okay. But now that she's not even performing, like, apparently there's rumors she may not even show up.
Wow. Okay. Well, diva. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
So, on to our next topic. Camila Cabello is opening the show with a couple other Latin performers. Ooh. So here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
We have J Balvin. Uh-huh. He's in Cardi B's song. I like it. And then we also have Latin pop legend Ricky Martin.
Oh, love him. And I also heard Young Thug is in the mix.
Oh, yeah. He's featured in her song.
Havana. Okay, so they'll do that one for sure.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Okay, so anyways, you know, I have to talk about this.
Yeah, I know. You have to talk about it. Okay, your fave performance, go for it. The floor is yours.
So my girl, Dua Lipa, is making her Grammy debut performance on Sunday.
She is.
And I can't wait. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need. Let me just say, Dua Lipa came out of nowhere, nowhere, and she brought it. She's been bringing it, and she's had so much success. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of her songs and her lyrics are so genius.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. But, like, are you excited for any other performances?
Yeah.
Just her? Yeah? Okay, so we have, you know, Shawn Mendes.
Okay. Yeah. Love him.
Amazing Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga.
Is she doing Shallow?
No. Actually, they want to save that for the Oscars, make it special.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Then we have Cardi B.
Oh,
yeah. She's
She good. Brings it.
Always a good show. Yeah. And then the disco pop icon. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, I know.
Diana Ross. She's going to be performing and then honored by the Academy, celebrating all of her musical accomplishments.
Okay.
And then Dolly Parton is actually going to be returning to the stage. She's got new music. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she is a 9-time Grammy Award winning artist, so I could see how she'd have some new music on the way. Speaking of Dolly Parton, she's actually getting a tribute done.
Oh, okay.
To her. Katy Perry, Kacey Musgraves, Maren Morris, and Little Big Town will be performing this tribute.
Okay.
However, being her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus, is also at the Grammys. She's performing, but she's not going to be performing in the tribute.
She's not?
Two separate performances. Yeah. Huh. We'll see what happens with that.
That's weird. Anyway, like, all the lineup of performances, it seems great. You know, I've got really high expectations.
Oh, yeah. The bar is set really high for this.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
And, you know, Alicia Keys, she's hosting. So that should be good. I mean, I've heard she's pretty excited.
Yeah, on CNN, she said, I know what it feels like to be on that stage, and I'm going to bring the vibe and energy. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to be the master of ceremonies on the biggest night in music and celebrate the creativity, power, and magic. Yes. I'm especially excited for all the incredible women nominated this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? I think she's going to be a really good host.
Me too, for sure.
Okay, want to get into what everyone's waiting for?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what the show's about, the awards. All right, so just before we get to that, the nominees is, like, in four, like, the biggest categories, the four. It's been changed from 5 to 8 nominees.
Oh, okay, so in the biggest four categories, they've widened the nominees.
Yeah, there's more nominees this year.
Okay,
it's great.
Different.
So Record of the Year, you know, this is the biggest award. You know, you get this one, you're winning.
You're golden.
Golden, exactly. So this one is awarded to actually the artist, the producer, the recording engineer, basically like everyone that's involved in making the song. So here are the nominees. We've got I Like It,
Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin.
Yeah, This Is America,
Childish Gambino,
God's Plan,
Drake,
Shallow,
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper,
Rockstar,
Post Malone featuring 21 Savage.
Yep, The Middle,
Zedd, Maren Morris, and Gray.
All the Stars,
Kendrick Lamar and SZA,
and The Joke,
Brandi Carlile.
That was like really good. I'm actually
good thing going right there.
All right, let's go. Okay. So some pretty solid nominees in this category.
But also some people we've never heard of.
Oh, yeah. So many. So, you know, there's a lot of people, like, you know, those are some good people. So who do you think is going to win?
I think that for both of us, we can agree that Cardi B, I Like It, will win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? I'm in district in the chain. The song came out in May, and it's been continued to be overplayed.
It's still playing on the radio.
It's still on the radio. But I think it's kind of like the Despacito, where it's overplayed, but everyone still likes it and listens to it.
Yeah, that's really true. You're right. Okay, so Song of the Year is the next biggest one, so that's
okay. Next up. So Song of the Year is specifically for songwriting. Mm-hmm. So this award is handed out to songwriters who wrote the lyrics or the melody of the nominated tracks. Okay. So here are the nominees. We have All the Stars, The Joke, God's Plan, In My Blood, The Middle, Boot Up, Shallow, and This Is America. So for this category, I personally want The Middle to win because it was a really good, really fun song. But I think that Shawn Mendes, In My Blood, deserves it and that he'll take it home. It isn't in my
blood. It isn't in my blood. Yeah, you know what? I think that he deserves it too, but I don't think that he's going to win. Hmm. You know, everyone just like loves Drake, you know.
The Six God.
Yeah, and he always seems to win. Oh, so yeah. I think he's going to win, but you know, they're both Toronto boys, but you know what, Shawn Mendes has like the good lyrics, he should win, but you know, I'm not gonna be happy if Drake wins, but you know,
we'll have to wait and see,
I guess.
On a more serious note, I'd like to acknowledge that late Mac Miller's album Swimming, mm-hmm, is nominated for Best Rap Album.
Yeah, rest in peace, Mac. So unfortunately we don't have time to, you know, name all the categories, all the nominees, but be sure to watch the 61st Annual Grammy Awards on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And stay tuned for our recaps coming to you next week.
I'll be covering the red carpet and all things fashion.
And I'll be giving you a recap on the performances and winners.
Thanks for listening.
For Skedline.com, I'm Cassie.
And I'm Katya.